She's silly.
I really thought these turkey noises would be better.
They're very quiet turkeys.
And here we are, another waste of the podcast, show number 120.
Yay!
120.
120, my friend.
Pretty
my name
soon
is...
it's going to be 123.
Well, we should do something special for that. Like, maybe have a show.
Yeah, we should.
My name is Dave. I will be your ringmaster of this Circus of the Stars. I wonder if I've said that before. Well... over in front of me here, to my left or right, it matters which way I'm facing, is my good friend and lion tamer, Adam. Adam, how you doing?
Ooh, I'm well. Taming lions.
Lions are good?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. On the celebrity couch, we have the high wire act, Aaron, the magnificent.
Hello!
It's a terrible name for a high wire act. Aaron,
yeah, I think it is.
Aaron the aerialist.
Oh, oh.
There you go.
Now you also do the
I'm afraid
swing.
Of heights.
You do the swinging thing. That makes it even more exciting.
Oh.
The trapeze.
Also on the celebrity couch, we have the human cannonball, Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's that
cannon? I wanted to be the human cannonball.
Too bad. Sarah, how's that cannon doing?
Doing cannonballing.
Excellent.
Kabali.
We also have our clown, Miliana, with us. Miliana's here. Say something, Miliana.
Miliana.
There you go.
Yay.
Intern Ryan is out on assignment. So, with that, let the games begin. Oh, no. Oops, wrong theme. With that, welcome to the Big Top.
Am I in the right show?
I've gone for a week and this shit happens.
Yeah,
for a month.
We start doing theme shows now. Not so much. Adam, how's it going?
That's good. That's very, very nice.
Excellent. We haven't talked to you in a week or two or three.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Aaron's hasn't been here for like a month. Sarah's here and she's not here. Ryan's not here. At all? Nick moved.
Mike's not here.
Sigh of relief. Anyone who listened to last week's show, I do apologize. Mike made things
wow,
a little bit uncomfortable. But that's Mike. So that's what, when you invite Mike to a show, that's what you get, a little bit uncomfortable.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. I know that in the chat room, Courtney was listening last week, and she seemed to not be too offended because she's here again this week.
Yay!
Hi, Courtney.
Sucker.
Producer Rob's in the room as well, and many other people are coming and a-going.
So what's with all the giggling there, Dave?
What's all the giggling? Millie Ann is a giggle machine.
I meant you. Oh, that's Millie, not you.
That's not me. I don't giggle.
Thought it was you giggling.
That's how I giggle.
You have such a girlish giggle.
I also have to put my hand over my mouth when I giggle.
Oh. Because
I'm so mm-hmm. shy.
Oh my goodness!
That's so funny to her.
Miliana, just so everyone knows, because in our most explicit show that we have here, we have a child in the room, so we should probably really get rid of that explicit rating at some point. Millie is playing with a ball inside of a bucket, and she's putting it on her head.
Oh!
And that's what is hilarious.
Yeah, did she just say, "Yeah, man"?
She said, "You missed."
I missed the bucket.
Oh shoot. Shoot. It's been a while since I've
done
this
show. Did you hit record?
Shut it. I did not hit record.
Scoop.
Oh, so speaking of hitting record, this is just a little bit of how the sausage is made. I record the show when I'm recording it, and I also record it on Mixlr just in case I need a backup. Because there's been many a time that we've needed a backup, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Things have gone wrong. Well, last week's show, I did the same thing. I recorded everything. And then when Mike and Ryan left, I went out, shook their hands and whatnot, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna download this show later. I'm going to fix it up later because I don't feel like doing it now. It was really weird and uncomfortable. So Monday night goes and leaves, and Tuesday comes. Like, you know what, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'm going to be doing stuff today. Tomorrow I'll go and I'll edit the show down and I'll make it good and blah, blah, I'll put it online. when I arrive on Wednesday to my computer, I flip the mouse to move it, and the computer comes on. Apparently, I had been recording silence for 2 days.
Best show ever.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, the highest rated, though. People kept coming and going. We had the most listeners that show. But so that show is not on Mixlr. So you have to download it off of one of the other sites. And apparently, I can't get into my iTunes. And if anyone else is having issues with their iTunes, please let me know. Because I the last three shows are not coming up for some reason.
But I haven't tried.
No, Adam, have you tried?
Yes.
You can download the show directly off of our WordPress page at wordpress.awapodcast. Or awapodcast.wordpress. I'd never remember that. This is gonna go bad. If you just go Google search AWOA podcast, awapodcast/wordpress.com, you can download the shows directly from there. Millie's gone.
Perfect.
Millie's gone insane. Erin is terrified because she's throwing this bucket right near her own head.
Careful. Never coming back.
He's so careful. So, Adam, what have you been up to this past month?
Keeping it real.
What?
I have been doing that.
Have you had any any shows of any kind?
I did an improv show last week.
You did?
Yes.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it turned out really well. I said the world's most inappropriate joke.
You told the world's most inappropriate joke?
Tell it.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Tell it. It was pretty inappropriate.
Was it about 9/11?
Was it for high school kids?
No. But I am working on this character, Dave, that is the guy that tells jokes too soon.
Too soon? That guy?
Too soon? That's what I'm. And so I haven't found the right mix yet, because everything I've wanted to do is probably really too soon. You know what I mean?
Right.
But so I either have to make jokes about like past stuff that really people don't care about, like the assassination of JFK or something like that.
Right. Historical things?
Yes.
Too soon? Too soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we play scenes from a hat. Like,
nice.
From Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Sure.
And it was famous last words you would regret saying if you died. Okay. You know, so like you get the, hey, is this loaded? And stuff like that, right?
Right.
So I went up and said, oh boy, I can't wait to be born. And then everyone was like, oh.
Too soon?
Too soon?
Abortion humor.
Yes. So.
You should just do abortion humor.
My mom was there and she was so disappointed in me.
Aww.
Adam.
It was real funny.
If you come, when you come to town.
So funny.
When you come to town with Mikey, all right, in February or whenever that is, can we go to an open mic night and can you just tell too soon jokes?
Yeah, if I can come up with some, sure.
Well, you've got from now until February to come up with.
Yeah, but by then it won't be too soon.
Well, that abortion joke will still work.
You think?
Well, abortions happen every day.
Yeah, abortions happen a lot.
Yeah, they do. They're happening all the time.
A lot of babies being aborted.
All over the world.
All over the world there's aborted babies.
Too soon.
Too soon, guys?
Too soon. So if you can come up with
even in that Philippine typhoon, there was some.
If you can come up with 3 to 5 minutes of inappropriate too soon jokes, that would be awesome.
Well, there's just going to be a lot of me saying, what, too soon?
Yes. And everyone being so offended that it's hilarious.
I'm hopefully that works and I don't just get thrown out.
They're not. Who's going to throw you out of an open mic? You saw Joe the Animal, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he just talked about eating vagina.
And not in a funny way.
And I was like, you have never done that, Joe the Animal.
You've never kissed a girl.
That was the funniest part of his stand-up, was when he said, so I'm going down on this girl, and we were all like, ah! And he's like, no, seriously. And then everybody was like, oh.
That was the joke.
Yeah. You're like,
Hey, Millie. Shh.
It's pretty noisy.
What's up?
It worked.
It did.
Do you want to talk to Adam?
Millie, you want to talk to Adam? Millie, can you talk to Adam?
Way to go, Dave.
Hi, Millie.
Millie, who's talking to you?
He's talking straight to you.
Millie, who's talking to you?
Juliana.
Millie.
Are you just being silly now?
I should sing her a song.
You should.
Millie, what's your favorite song?
She likes Jingle Bells a lot right now.
She likes anything from Surf's Up.
Surf's Up. Surf's Up, baby.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I know.
I'm impressed.
Can you sing...
Surf.
Cruising for a Bruisin'?
No. What's the song that they sing? What is the song that the girl in the red and white dress sings?
Falling.
Falling for you. Falling for you. That's all
that's
I know.
That's right. Falling for you.
Or how about, I know what girls like, boys like.
They like the gayest dude ever.
He is pretty gay, right?
There was they were doing like interviews or like the in between commercials, and some of the kids were sitting there, and that kid like waves his hand.
He's like
limp wrist crazy.
Limp wrist.
I'm so excited to be in this show.
It was
not that there's anything wrong with that, but
no, there's not.
But it was hilarious.
There's nothing wrong with it at all, but it's hilarious.
Limp wrist crazy.
Going to hell.
Really? For that?
Yeah, for that.
I just made an abortion joke.
You know what? That's how these things work out.
Oh, it does? So. Phew! Hey.
Hey.
Yeah,
what are we
doing? Do the dance, Millie. Let's see you do the dance.
Millie, can you do the dance?
I bet Aaron can.
Oh, I know it by heart.
I knew it.
Worst show ever.
The Disney's a marketing machine. They're geniuses when it comes to this shit.
They are pretty smart. Still not High School Musical smart, but...
Still not what?
High School Musical smart.
Oh, this is going to be as big.
You ready, Murray? Let's go!
Here we go.
Oh, why are we not recording this for Adam?
No. Okay.
It's really good, Millie.
You can't, Millie.
Here it comes.
Surf's up. Alright, that's enough of that. Yay!
Just wait, that's going to be at Hollywood Studios' new...
It was
the new show.
It was at Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, they had a dance party every day.
They would have little beach parties.
You like the Surf's Up, Millie? Yes.
I don't know what she's saying.
I don't know.
I certainly don't.
Oh, I am so sorry. I keep kicking the crap out of my microphone.
That's first up. All right, no more of this.
That's hot, yeah.
Anything else going on with you, Adam?
Oh, yeah. Oh. What?
Anything else going on with you?
Huh?
Nothing else going on?
Nope. Keep it real.
Word.
We haven't seen the giving of thanks.
Aw. We haven't seen Aaron in like a month.
I'm couponing.
Yeah, she's like still getting married, I think.
Wait a minute. You're getting married?
Isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Well, we'll see.
Did I just let the cat out of the bag?
To better Adam?
To
better Adam.
Probably a smart move.
What's that supposed to mean,
well,
Dave?
He's a better Adam than you, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Aw. You're just as good.
Just as good, Adam.
Hey.
Vessel?
No.
Right.
Just as good, Adam. So, what's going on with that? Have you found a place to have this wedding and reception?
No, we haven't done anything.
You haven't done
Have you picked a date?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But you did pick each other, though, right?
Usually. Okay. Most days.
Most days.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we've looked at a couple of venues, but we haven't.
You should get married in that ice place that everyone's going to.
That'd be really cold.
It is really cold in there.
It's very cold. You get to wear parkas.
I know. It's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Adam,
it's really hard to plan a wedding. There's way too many choices. I've decided,
why don't you let Dave and I handle that?
Well, I was thinking Sarah and one of my gays would be perfect. It would be the best wedding ever.
I would totally
never
do
mind.
That'd be fabulous.
What Sarah, if I pretend to be gay?
I will let you do it.
Wait, how gay do I have to pretend, though?
You're going to have to go all the way.
Have you met my gays? You're going to have to be pretty gay.
Well, I mean, I can pretend to be gay. I just don't want to have to, you know, prove to them that I'm...
You don't have to hook up at the wedding. It's okay.
Hooray!
Yes.
Did you hear Millie? Not gay.
Not gay.
Buckethead.
Oh, yeah, so no, we haven't really done anything. I don't really have any news on that front.
You're not going to get married?
Is it because you're not wanting to tell us, or for you for reals don't?
No, for reals, we don't. We're definitely getting married in 2015, in March or April.
That's true. Okay.
March or April.
Okay.
In either Florida, Georgia, Vegas, Tennessee. Jesus. I don't know.
Get married at Florida Georgia line.
Get married in Florida. That would make it a little easier on us. But if it is 2015, I guess that's another vacation.
It's true. Yeah.
That's assuming you get the invite, Dave.
Oh.
Adam definitely will.
Yes.
Almost as good, Adam.
Verdict still out on you, Dave. Oh, Millie and Sarah definitely will.
Oh, well, that's fine. I can stay home.
Better Adam's going to be invited, or me, or just as good Adam.
Just as good Adam.
Just as good Adam.
If it's in Vegas, any particular hotel?
No.
No, I would like.
What was your thought on Vegas? Just to get eloped?
Yeah, no, because
so it would be like a tiny thing, like a small wedding.
Big trouble if you did that.
Oh yeah, I really can't go to Vegas.
If you have a Vegas wedding, can you?
You were just saying.
If you do get married in Vegas, can you have a friend's Vegas wedding where you and Better Adam draw mustaches on each other's faces?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course,
Ryan could like marry you guys, and
as
he
Elvis.
Could.
Yes. Can he do that anywhere? Can he just be Elvis if we get married here?
I think he probably could. I think he needs to be.
He can do it anywhere, but within a Catholic church, I would assume.
Well, no, he needs to be ordained first.
Oh, he's not ordained.
Yeah, but that's how $25.
Do you think anyone who's an Elvis impersonator is also an ordained minister?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
I don't know.
It'd be silly.
That's
not
a lot of money if you don't do that.
We should have Dave and just a good Adam. Do the ceremony.
I offered to DJ.
That's actually a really good idea.
I offered.
Okay, Dave will DJ, and just as good Adam will do the ceremony.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And while I'm DJing, I'll also...
This is the best thing ever.
I'm also... And this is on tape, so this is going to be for realsies.
Oh, jeez.
I'm also going to DJ the ceremony.
I would actually be really good at officiating, just so you know.
I think you would.
Dave would probably not be so good at DJing...
What?
Hearing some of the music you play, Dave.
Right? That's what I told her.
Dave, nothing personal. What are you playing?
What is this?
It's time to dance.
Oh, okay. He's got it. Are
you ready? It's Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh my gosh, Millie got so excited. She whipped her head around. I thought she got whiplash.
This will be the song that you guys come into.
Yeah, about that.
And your first dance will be that God Fuck song that he
does. Yes.
Dave just uses your wedding to promote all of his friends.
The rest of it will be Oasis.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Millie, we have to turn the music off again.
Too bad Anthony Williams and the Starlight Quartet's not around anymore.
What happened to the band?
Hey, the last show we did was in 2011. And we just haven't done it the show again.
2011, you guys need to come out of retirement.
I know. We're looking at doing a reunion tour. We were talking about it, doing a reunion tour, and then just like two songs in, getting in a fight, and then just leaving.
Sarah dated a guy who was in a band that got into a fight before a show, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. That was a long time.
Was it the
time
Mad
ago.
Hatters?
What?
No. So I think it was high school, or after high school.
But is this guy kind of a DB?
I think.
I like how Adam totally said the name of your band.
It's a
DB.
Yeah,
that's right. That's DB. A DB instead of douchebag.
I think he even said asshole. So.
Did you make out with this guy, Sarah?
Ooh. Not with the guy that left the band. It was the singer. The singer.
You made out with
like,
the singer?
No, I did not make out.
Okay,
I made out with the bass player.
You need to tell the entire story now.
I don't really remember the entire story. You seem to remember more than I do.
Well, you were there.
Dave, she made out with this dude. Why are you going to be talking about it?
I don't care. I'm the one who got her.
Way to go, Dave.
I owns her, yo.
Well,
not so much.
No. I don't remember. I think they were going to do a show, and they got into a disagreement, and then they broke up. I don't know the story.
That's hilarious.
I'm terrible at this.
Apparently,
I'm not worried about the story. I think it's really funny that they got in a fight and literally broke up the night of a show.
Yeah.
Wasn't somebody late or something?
I honestly...
Dave, you should have stepped in and played your bass guitar.
I didn't know them then. Mm. That would have been awkward.
You still should have done it.
Should have done it with your long hair and been like, dudes, I can do this.
What kind of music was it?
You look like a lady. They were playing Soul Coughing.
Wasn't
that that cool band that sang, what's that song, Dave? Come
Something
on, you know
let
it.
Let the man go through. Let the man
what?
Go through. No? Is that Soul Coughing, Sarah?
Yeah, I can't remember. I haven't listened to them in a long time. You guys are bringing back high school. What the heck?
Word.
Man, you should have been the Soul Asylum cover band. Runaway train, never going back.
Oh, here we go. God. No, they go up there with
Sugar Mouth.
Aaron,
do you want Sugar Mouth to play at your wedding?
Oh, Sugar Mouth can play at your wedding.
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
What?
Wait, what? Who's Sugar Mouth?
It's our
Sugar Ray and Smash Mouth band.
Smash Mouth cover band.
No, I hate both of them.
That's why we're going to do it.
Well, would you like Lionel Ocean to go there? It's our Lionel Richie / Billy Ocean cover
yes!
band.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How did I not hear about this?
Is it Lionel Ocean or Billy Richie?
I like Lionel Ocean.
I like Lionel Ocean.
Lionel Ocean as well.
Dave
and I both have dreadlocks.
Though Billy Ritchie sounds hilarious.
Billy Ritchie
sounds like
country and western.
A '50s.
Can we be Billy Ritchie, but only play Billy Ocean and Lionel Richie songs as country music?
You know what's really funny? Lionel Richie just came out with an all country album.
Yep, I'm out.
Where he sang all of his songs with famous country people, and it's incredible.
Really?
It is listen to Lionel Richie and Darius Rucker sing Stuck on You.
Stuck
on You. And then listen to
Lionel
Richie and Willie Nelson sing Easy. And they're unbelievably good.
Like Sunday Morning?
Yep.
Easy like Sunday Morning.
Dave, if you can get on your computer and look up that, you will not be disappointed.
Too late.
And play it on the show.
Stuck on You.
I got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't do.
Now I'm on my way.
That's beautiful.
Mighty glad you stayed.
Hold on. This was on.
I guess they
else.
Were kind of like country songs, so it probably
yeah,
was
like country.
When I listened to them, I'm like, oh my god, it was practically country anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's just something going on there. Is this a live version?
This is live, yeah.
Get rid of it.
I couldn't find the other version.
Make it stop.
Is this supposed to get the AMAs or something?
That's Hootie.
That's totally Hootie.
That's what I said, Darius Rucker.
Hootie.
He's a country music singer now.
Hootie.
He's a country music mogul now.
He will always be Hootie.
He'll always be Hootie? And so this is apparently this is like a whole concert series or something because I can't find the original songs. I can only find the live versions.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Here's Lionel Richie and Jennifer Nettles.
Nettles. What do they sing?
Hello.
That's right.
Let's jump here.
Are the people all cheering when the famous people come out?
They were singing. They were cheering when he just started singing.
Oh, okay.
There was a guy in the audience. He showed a close up of. He was visibly crying.
Oh, that was Dave.
This guy's got a big, big mouth.
It's Jennifer Nettles.
I always like how he introduces.
Ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty. Are you somewhere feeling
lonely? Or is someone loving you? Ready? Oh, not yet. I was ready.
You were right. Lionel is very sensual on stage right now.
Oh.
He's all
is
like...
Is he twerking?
He's twerking.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sarah wins
I love that when we think of sensual now, we have to think of twerking.
I know.
Sarah gets
awful?
The line of the day.
That might be the line of the year, Dave.
We're going to have to go through a year's worth of shows to find out.
Yep, it was.
No one's going to do that. This is no. CBS presents Lionel Richie Country Music, something, something, something.
To say I'm excited about being a part of this.
Just oh, Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Lionel, he is so ridiculous looking,
I
right?
I don't know who he is anymore.
And then he says, before I do this, lady, so wait a minute, where's Lionel?
Shut up.
Here, you know?
There we go. Oop, Lionel Richie just kissed Kenny Rogers on the face.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You have made me what I am. What?
Is that Aaron Neville?
All right, so that's... Why the heck do we start talking about this? Oh,
why
cover band.
Oh.
Because Lionel Ocean is going to be singing at Aaron's wedding. Lionel Ocean.
I'm so excited. I've planned more in this 10 minutes than I have in 3 months.
All right, so I'm officiating.
Oh.
Lionel Ocean is playing.
Mm-hmm.
We got time, too, to pull this together.
It's going to be at that ice place.
In March or April.
In March or April.
Or at the Dude Ranch.
We talked about a Dude Ranch.
the country Lionel Richie. Or
it would fit right in.
Yeah, Lionel Ocean would fit really well in
there.
Yeah. You can fly your private plane in to the Dude Ranch.
It has an airfield.
Mm-hmm. Some people call it a runway.
Used to think that
love in the middle of nowhere, Florida.
So is Florida on the list of places to get married?
Yeah.
Is other Adam from Florida?
No. He grew up mainly in South Carolina.
Okay. So we have the destination wedding for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we have the wedding at south of the border?
Yep.
Oh!
Done. Mexico?
No, it's a...
Big store thingy.
That place where I sent you all those pictures from?
Yes!
They've got everything there. There's bumper cars.
We wouldn't need anything. There's probably a mariachi band.
Yeah.
Listen to us. I said we wouldn't. We're all in charge of this. Sorry, Aaron.
I'm okay with it, guys. I'll give you the check at Christmas time.
Sweet.
Yep, perfect. Just tell your parents.
We can get everything from the Dollar Tree.
Done.
Like the plates and the balloons and the center things.
Centerpieces?
Centerpieces.
They're really good at making centerpieces.
We get those and we get balloons from there. Because they blow up balloons.
You can cater it from there?
Dude, we can get all of the candy. Because they've got like all sorts of, you know, almost about to expired candy there.
So perfect. It definitely will still be good in 2015.
We're not going to buy it now. We can wait.
No,
for
we
that.
Can wait.
That we can wait. Come on.
So sorry. That was silly of me.
God, you're so ridiculous.
They sell. they sell food. Like
nachos
and bomb pops and
canned meat.
Okay, well this is good because then we go top shelf on all the liquor. Then you have liquor at your wedding?
Oh yeah.
It's not a Mormon wedding.
I wasn't sure if anyone was Southern Baptist.
No, stupid. I'm nothing. I don't really.
Because we're gonna mix the wedding with the bachelorette party and the bachelor party all at the same time.
Oh, we are?
So there'll be strippers there.
I was gonna say, when's the stripper come out? Between the first dance and the cake?
Oh, yeah. It's right after the father-daughter dance.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That seems like a natural segue.
Yeah.
It's a progression.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, you know that you got to start saving money for Miliana's wedding now, right?
No.
Right?
I don't...
Yeah, that freaked me out the other day when I thought, wait a minute. I'm going to have to pay for Molly's wedding when she gets older.
Was she talking about it already? Did she already have plans?
No. I don't know. Someone was talking about getting married and how much money their parents were going to give them. And the amount was so ridiculous that I was like, oh, my God. If that ever happens
Wait, how
to me,
much? I just... Do I need to milk my parents for more? How much to get?
it was like $20,000.
Yep. Going to have to butter up mom and dad.
Adam, I think you need to kind of focus your thoughts not on the... Wedding,
but college.
But what?
College.
Yeah, college first.
I got all that too. Yeah.
And
she's not going to get married until she's 40, so we're fine.
Okay, good.
I'll be dead by then.
What?
You and me both. Well, we'll be
40. That's 38 years. That's 32 years from now.
We'll be killed in a
67. I'll clearly be dead by then.
From your years of healthy living.
Right.
You may need to start smoking.
Oh, dang it.
that could move these things. That could push this along really well.
Right. You're going to get into the black tar heroin.
You know what? Yeah, if you really want to push it fast, you go straight to black tar heroin. But if you want to go slowly and painfully, you should probably start smoking.
That's what I want. Phew. Slow and painful.
Ha-ha. So, Aaron.
Yes.
We've got Lionel Ocean. Is your band. Mm-hmm. And that's just me and Adam, by the way, and a keyboard and drum machine.
Okay. Yeah.
Nope. The keyboard will have the drum machine built in.
Yes, okay. Dave actually can play them both.
It'd be... And I won't be able to play any piano because I don't know how to play the piano, but I'll be able to play those buttons and play the actual chords.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. So...
Perfect. I like it.
Adam, I gotta get... I gotta get a keyboard.
I've got one.
Sweet! Oh, can we wear matching costumes?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And we're going to give roses to people.
Are we gonna have our hair braided?
Old Boys to Men?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to still be going bald, so I'm going to braid just the few hairs that I have on the top of my head, which will be hilarious.
I like it.
Me too.
This is going to be a good wedding.
Wedding ever.
At least it'll be a wedding that no one ever forgets.
True, I will give you that.
And this will be at the Dude Ranch.
And then your second wedding, you can just have a better one.
the follow-up wedding. The real wedding. The one you invite people to.
Right.
This one was just going to be us.
The one that you're not just humoring Dave and I about.
And better Adam's like, what are we doing this for? The wedding's not until next week. She's like, shut up.
Just shut up.
Let them just do
Ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to witness the wedding of two wonderful people.
Amen!
That's right, brothers in the back.
Amen!
And I thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
This is correct. We are thanking him today for bringing these two lovely people together.
It's too soon, Adam. Too soon.
Oh, sorry. Aaron, you're fine as fuck, red-headed bombshell. Yep, I said fuck in front of your grandparents. Grandma, she was fine as fuck.
Put your two fingers in front of your mouth and start sticking your tongue out.
Oh.
God.
Too far.
What?
Hey, that is just awful.
Too far in front of her grandparents? Let me check this off here. Wedding?
Offending Aaron's grandparents. Check.
That's our checklist for your wedding? Uh-oh. We are in trouble.
Sarah, what do you got going on?
I am trying to list this Doctor Who tote that I made because I think I'll sell it quickly if I could just get it listed.
What is?
How much do you sell it for?
Well, I sell the other purses for $25, and so I was thinking $30 since this one has the little bit of extra. I have to make the bow ties.
Can you describe for the people who are not in this room that can physically see it, which you can't? The people who aren't yet on the website, can you please describe this, please?
For people that aren't fans of Doctor Who.
It is a tote. It's similar to the totes. They're the purses that I make in my shop that are the pleated bags. But I have refurbished them to look like the character, the 11th Doctor in Doctor Who. He usually wears like a suit with a bow tie. And so this purse has a big red bow tie on the outside of it. And they're really cool. There's been a lot of buzz on Facebook already about it, so.
I bet tons of nerds buy them.
I know. It's so nerdy.
Like, I bet you the nerds will go crazy for this.
I know. It is really, really nerdy. And it was one of the, like, everyone's...
Like, how many have you made so far?
I've made one, but I have a cup, you know, like I have a couple, like three more ready to go. I just have to take the time to sew them together. So even thinking of putting a listing on there saying, I'll custom make you one just so that they can buy. I could be getting ahead of myself, but I think I'm going to sell a few and, you know, people can go ahead and put their order in for one. But they're kind of one
I think you need to get up there quick, especially for Christmas time.
Exactly. That's what I thought. But they're kind of one of a kind looking because I use just men's shirts that I've found or like I've bought at thrift stores. And so they all are a little bit different. So I don't know if people are going to like that or not. And the inside lining is all going to be different, too, because I use different lining for each one. But anyway, I'm so excited.
I think the nerds will be okay.
I'm so excited about them.
You just have to start busting them out fast.
I know.
That's right.
Because it's almost December.
I know. It was fun, though. It was one of those projects where I came into my head and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be hilarious.
They are pretty hilarious.
I was excited about them. So, that's what I'm...
Did you make one for Aaron for Christmas?
I don't think Aaron's a Doctor Who nerd.
I've never seen it.
How come you don't make fun of her, but you make fun of me for not liking Doctor Who?
I'm actually a huge fan. I'm not.
No. Of what now?
Doctor Who's.
Doctor Who's?
Doctor Who's...
Love Doctor Who.
It's not Doctor Zeus.
I like the Doctor's Who's.
No. I do always think of the Grinch when I see people talk about it. Doctor like the Who. Who's.
Oh, yeah. The Who'sville.
Whoville.
Whoville. Anyway. That's what I'm doing. That's so super exciting. So tell your friends. Monday...
My friends don't watch it.
I'll do a plug.
Yeah, if you do a plug on Facebook, I'll be sure to share it.
I'm going to do a plug for Small Business Monday.
Oh.
I know that's Cyber Monday, too, I think. But anyway. It's supposed to be... You're supposed to support small business on Monday, so... Buy my stuff.
Don't tell me what to do.
Aaron, you're stepping closer to be made fun of for not watching Doctor Who. Do you think it'd be bad if I tagged Matt Smith in this?
Friends with him on Facebook?
No. You can, okay, for my listing, you can, so when people, put in certain searches for different things, say I'm going to Etsy and I'm like, I wonder if there's any Doctor Who stuff. I really like Matt Smith. I'll type in Doctor Who Matt Smith.
Absolutely.
And then...
And the 11th Doctor.
Yeah, I did that. Doctor Who, 11th Doctor. Nerd.
Yeah, type in, look for nerd for sure.
I'll put geek in there too.
Yeah. Loser.
Loser, hey.
No, yeah,
loser.
Try to put that
Dweeb.
In there.
I think I'll turn there away.
Are lots people. Of people who are into Doctor Who are not nerds and geeks and losers.
Prove it.
Are they?
Wow, you guys are mean and uneducated.
Yeah. Let's see. So yeah, I'm excited about this, dudes. Dudes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, I don't know why. Okay.
Let's see what this sounds like.
Can you then do a series of Hobbit totes?
I know. I was thinking of, you know, because there are 11 doctors, and I was thinking of the different ways I could make the difference.
Oh, you could make one for all the disciples of Jesus.
There you go. That wouldn't be offensive at all.
Perfect.
Too soon, Adam. Too soon.
Oh, too soon? You could have the Judas one.
Thousands of years later. It's just too soon.
Too soon.
How many years did you just say?
Thousands.
A thousand? Oh, thousands.
A million. No, I don't know.
How about 2013?
2013, 14.
2013 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
The Noah's Ark one, you could do that. A whole line of religious ones. This would be wonderful.
I once had an idea. I wanted to do Bible action figures.
They already have
them. Those.
Yeah, but I wanted to do real Bible action figures, like G.I. Joe.
No, seriously, they have them.
Do they? That's still my idea.
I have two more tags. How else would you describe that?
Bag.
Naked women.
Oh, I didn't put... I put purse and I put tote.
Breasts.
Boobies.
Yeah,
if you could put that on there.
Bow ties are cool.
I put that.
Oh,
I put bow tie. Maybe I'll put bow ties.
Bow ties are cool.
I put that on my hair.
You know what?
I still think boobies.
We know you think boobies.
All the time.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully I'll be a millionaire by this time next year from my Doctor Who.
Until they realize that it's copywritten.
I know, right?
Hey, all this is...
It's a likeness. It's not...
Nowhere on this bag...
That's true. Just don't say the Doctor Who bag.
And nowhere on this bag does it say Doctor Who.
The Doctor Who bag.
Science fiction doctor bag.
Oh, I should.
Science fiction bag of a physician.
Time traveling.
Yes. Science fiction time traveling bag of someone who knows science.
He rhymes with Dr. Shoe.
Dr. Shoe. It's my Dr. Shoe bag.
Not an official Dr. Who bag.
I still think it should be the Dr. Ho bag.
You would.
Goo!
By the way, you guys, this is pretty awesome right here.
What?
What is it?
Is that a rockin' version of
it? What is that, the Baywatch theme?
This is Doctor Who meets metal.
It does kind of smell like a...
Sorry, just want to say you were missing that. That's what's happening behind me.
This
guy's got a series of videos here. Kingdom Heart meets metal, Sherlock meets metal, Halo meets metal, Back to the Future meets metal, Harry Potter meets metal. I am enjoying this, but let's see what Back to the Future meets metal sounds like. And if there's a commercial, throwing this computer out of the window.
God, all right, it's going live, dudes.
Why are there so many commercials on YouTube?
Let's just sit back and wait for all the money to roll in.
Watch, it won't sell. I'll be so sad.
Have you sold lots of stuff from your store?
I've sold a few things. I've sold 100 things. From my 99,
that's pretty good.
That's good.
99 things from my store.
So you've made like at least $100.
At least, yes. And that, you know, if I could do shows, I make a ton of money at art shows, but there's no cool art shows here. You know, people think Midwest and St. Louis is not that hip, but it actually had a lot of really good indie art shows that I miss a lot.
Like when you say you made a lot of money there, how much money would you make at an art show?
Hundreds. I could make, Yeah, on a weekend, I could make like $600 to $800. Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm going to find an art show.
Right?
I'm going to find an art show.
It's hard here, though, Aaron. It's hard.
How much does it cost you to get into said art shows?
It would be... whenever I was doing them, it was probably like $50 to $75. I never really did any...
Oh, my God. What a turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, they do all sorts of craft and art shows here in Orlando area and whatnot. But they're all like old lady craft shows.
Who? Like,
oh, you need the hipper ones.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll plug something for St. Louis. In St. Louis this weekend is the Rock and Roll Craft Show at the I think it's at the Mad Art Gallery. It's a very cool show. Lots of local artists there. You guys should go check it out. There's usually a lot of local bands playing. Tons of fun.
Which show is this?
The Rock and Roll Craft Show.
Rock and Roll Craft Show, yeah.
I did that one a couple years.
Sarah did a couple shows when we first got here, and they were all just like...
They wanted like stuff at garage sale prices, and they didn't understand why I was charging so much, and you know, all that stuff.
We only went to one that was kind of the crowd that Sarah was looking for, but it was kind of far. Which one was that?
I think it was down in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, is that where it was?
I don't remember. It was kind of cool. There were some indie chicks there who made their stuff that looked kind of like what Sarah was doing, and they bought a bunch of stuff because they really wanted to support her.
Yeah.
That
was whenever we first moved here. That was God, I don't even remember where that was. It was like a little coffee shop, and I don't think it actually lasted very long.
Yeah, they used to do it outside, and then not enough people showed up, so they just brought it inside, and it was all right. It was a nice crowd, but I mean, we weren't in a position to make any type of friends at the time, so.
Well, and it was far. I can't even remember where it was.
It was out there. Oh, well.
All right, I posted it. We'll see if anybody buys it.
And this baby hits 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious shit.
Yeah.
Does that mean the show's done?
Nope.
Has it already been around?
I like that Aaron turned her microphone off to say that.
I was afraid she burned them. I'm like, it's
been an hour. We would have smelled it by now.
I can't smell anything. There's a cat nearby.
Oh, that's true. Aaron turns her microphone off at him and she goes, "Hey, you didn't put those cookies in the oven, did you?" She was going to put cookies in the oven about an hour ago and never got around to it.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine.
They are.
Is the weather cool there yet, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Well.
Like, how cold is it there?
It's almost in the 80s, I think.
I remember one time coming to Dave and Sarah's house, and we had to turn on the heat.
They
turned on the heat in the hotel today.
It got down to...
just to get it kicking.
It got down to the low 60s yesterday.
Jeez.
It wasn't comfortable.
It was very blustery.
That was the killer. It wasn't as much cold as it was windy.
Yeah.
And that wind really got underneath your skins.
It got down to 19 here today.
Hold on a second.
That lost it for me right there.
You didn't see what he was doing with his hands.
It doesn't matter. It didn't sound right.
Oh, jeez.
Yep, nope.
Playing four different notes at the same time.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
If he's not playing it right, then he can't do it.
I don't even know who this guy is. His name is 331 E-Rock.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
Hey, look, kind of looks like you.
Screaming.
What?
Kind of look like you. Can anyone tell you what this is?
No.
You can, if you want to.
It's Braveheart. It's,
no, it is Braveheart.
I can.
I'm starting to get a feeling that every song sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, that's what I kind of felt in the first couple.
Every song is, and double bass drum.
That's the same thing I was thinking. Yeah, that too.
So I guess you don't want to hear the last of the Mohicans meets metal.
I don't.
Michael Jackson meets metal?
Nope.
Duke Nukem meets metal?
Nope.
Terminator meets metal?
I didn't want to hear any of this.
Smurfs meet metal?
I think I'm in the same boat as Aaron.
We just didn't have a choice.
Valentine's Day.
We're on the camp of, hey, we don't want to hear that shit.
Valentine's Day meets metal?
Can I get married on an old riverboat? Like with
yes.
Steam
like the movie power? Maverick?
Yeah. Like yes. The movie Maverick.
Yes.
I just have one more to play.
No.
Tell me if
oh,
anyone
wait, no, can... that was a paddle wheel boat, wasn't it?
Is that what this is? This is like.
What do you think? Are you thinking of like, what's boat called? At Disney World?
Yeah, like that. Like a paddle wheel boat.
Name this song.
Still don't
wait.
It's Benny Hill.
Nice.
This is how we should end our show every day.
Wait, the show's done?
Yeah. Wow. No.
I do really enjoy the Benny Hill theme song.
It's a fun song.
Been many a montage that groups have done with that song, and I enjoy that.
Family Guy used that a bunch of times.
Oh, this yep. would happen.
Hey, speaking of Family Guy.
That's right, Brian died.
Brian Griffin, the dog, has passed away.
Boo.
But who just
I'm
booed?
Sorry. I booed. This wasn't working right.
I was going to say, you booing something else? Because clearly I know you don't watch Family Guy.
They're going to bring him back.
I think it'd be funny, and this is just me, if they just do a series of episodes with whatever they're doing with the new dog and blah, blah, then all of a sudden the next episode, Brian's back, and they're acting as if nothing had happened. It just, you know, because it's a cartoon for the love of God.
Right.
I think it'd be hilarious if all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden someone just goes, aren't you dead? No.
No.
All right, and just keep going. And or
kind of like when they brought back the old Becky on Roseanne.
Exactly. I forgot what they did for that. What did they do for that?
They made a joke and said something like, oh, you look different or something. It was something so cheesy, you know.
My favorite Roseanne.
Oh, no, they said something about you're very easily replaced.
My favorite Roseanne episode of all time would be when they went to Disney World.
That was after they won the lottery?
I don't even remember.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sarah, where'd you go? All I remember is them waiting for the rope drop, and then Dan finding out that they didn't sell beer there, and that they sold it at Epcot. And so while everyone is running into the park to get to Space Mountain or whatever rides they wanted to go on, he is pushing through the crowd, running the opposite direction to get to Epcot so he can have beer. But you'd be surprised. A lot of people want beer at Magic Kingdom.
Middle class America.
Yep. Yippers. So how do you feel? I'll play it again.
Sarah, stop.
How do you feel about Brian Griffin's passing, Adam? Did you watch that episode?
I didn't watch the episode.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah, I can't help but feel like it's just one episode. Like they're going to bring him back, so. I think it would only be good if they really killed him off and he wasn't coming back.
It's like, you know, it's like kill off Superman, you know, they brought him back.
Yeah.
He was run over.
I bought Superman Return or Superman.
The Death
of the Man of Steel the other day.
Oh, the movie? How I have not seen it as of yet.
Oh, I loved it.
Did you?
Yep.
I haven't seen it as of yet. Mm. I didn't like the last one.
Yeah, this is different. It's different people.
I see.
It's a retelling.
You were whistling something.
Erin just started whistling the Benny Hill theme. She didn't even realize it.
It was really funny because, like, in this movie, they have Superman riding a horse and he gets bucked off into a tree and
he gets what?
Doesn't break his neck.
Wow. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
How'd that work? Was that good?
That was good. It was good.
Okay.
I told
you didn't laugh because it was too soon.
I think it was too soon. That's why. And okay. I think a lot of people didn't get it, especially these ladies who were both looking at Pinterest.
I'm planning my wedding.
Yeah.
Trying to make us millions of dollars.
I told a bad. When I was at work the other day, I was saying, "Man, it's cold outside," and someone said, "How cold is it?" And I said, "It's so cold. I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both wearing fur coats." That's how cold.
Boo.
Hey-o.
Hi-o.
And the one everyone laughed. It was ridiculous. They all laughed, and one girl was just kind of looking at me like, "It's funny because they already have fur, but they're wearing fur." Get it. And then I had a bad follow-up of, "It's so cold outside, I saw a dog chasing a cat, and I couldn't hear them at all because they both had scarves around their faces." Nope, see, not nearly as funny.
I don't get that.
Because they were as cold, they got scarves on.
Okay.
If you're cold, you put a scarf on. You can't always hear yourself talking, or you can't hear someone talking because they've got a scarf on.
Yeah, you should have just left it at the other one.
You should have never talked.
Aaron's right, Dave. You should have never said a word.
Wow. Let's see. Let me write down here. Sarah's purses. Metal. Let's see. Aaron, you had a yard sale.
I did.
Thank you for
How much did you make?
I made $152 or something like that. I don't know.
I had a yard sale once and made $600.
Holy crap!
He had a brothel behind the house.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that.
He was also selling pots.
Well, afterwards, I'm like, man, I should have sold that. I should have sold that.
Anything in your house, you're looking like, damn, we could have sold this couch.
Yeah, just sell it.
Yeah, but I will never again have a yard sale.
No, why not?
Really? They're so demeaning. Like, they're just...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you price stuff so low... And people come over and want to offer you less. Well, no, I paid full price for that. And you're going to offer me a quarter? It still has the tags on it. Come on.
Yeah, that's how like it was at my art show.
50 cents for that book? Ugh, right? 25 cents, more like it.
Imagine
would you
if
take
you
a nickel?
Put your,
yes.
your heart and soul and sweat and tears in a project, and then somebody did that.
I did. I shot hard for that stuff.
Would you take a quarter for all your books?
So this woman comes over. And it's towards the end of the yard sale. I'm already ready to go. Like, I already had the kids across the street working for me, holding up the sign that said everything's a dollar. So she comes over. No, actually, no, that hadn't happened yet. Because she came over and asked how much the shirt was. And I said, $2. Everything in that bin is $2. So she brings me over the whole bin and puts it down. I said, oh, you're going to buy everything? And she goes, you said $2.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, each item in that bin is $2. She looked at me like I told her her grandmother was a hooker. Like, she looked at me so disgusted. And then she holds up some shoes from the bin and goes, how much? I said, $2. And she, again, mouth wide open. And she says, I'll give you $1. I said, they've never been... They were worn once at a wedding inside for an hour. And then I put on sandals. And she's like, I'll give you $1. And this woman comes out of nowhere. And first of all, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but the woman that was arguing with me about the price was Haitian. The other woman was wearing camo, white lady, full, like, head-to-toe camo.
Nice.
Starts going off on the woman in my driveway. You are the problem with the yard sales. You're why I'll never have a yard sale. Just give her the damn dollar. Just screaming at her. And I'm like,
that's hilarious.
So awkward. I'm going to call the cops on my yard sale.
Turning the open sign around to say closed.
Sorry, folks. Sorry, folks. Close for lunch.
And we're closed.
Awkward.
Wow.
So bad. So bad. Never again.
Never. See, I
had a lady that bought all of Molly's baby clothes.
Aww.
Literally all of them. She was like, anything that's not sold, can you bag up and I can come back and get later? And we were like, sure. And so, like, she got 10 bags.
Holy schmoly.
And each was like, we charged like a dime a piece or something like that, whatever it was. It ended up being like $150. So she gave us $150 for all this clothes, and I was like, this was awesome.
Nice.
We should do that, because we've got, like, 50 boxes of baby clothes that are sitting in our garage.
But we lucked out, though. I mean, that was lucky. This lady was having a garage sale and was going to buy all this stuff to sell at her garage sale.
Oh. So she probably sold it for a quarter.
And you're like, you know what? As long as it's no longer in my garage.
Right.
As long as I don't have to... write it all down and write it off on my taxes. Can you imagine doing that?
Yeah.
All gone.
Yeah, never.
Never again?
I would do it again as long as I had backup. Like, if it was just me and Louie.
not worth it.
It needs a backup. But it didn't help that my week of bad luck started that day.
Did you break a mirror?
No.
Did you,
I guess it started before that day.
Spill salt?
So in that one week alone, we had both of our toilets replaced.
Mm.
One of them was leaking and one of them wouldn't stop running. Shingles, we found shingles from the roof in the yard, so we'd have shingles replaced on the roof. The whole roof needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
And then that morning I went to set up for the yard sale, stepped in my laundry room. We hadn't done laundry in a week. Water standing on the floor.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And you've got a super clean garage, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Oh.
Oh, now there's toilets sitting in it. So then, the next Saturday, we had the bug guy coming back, because we still have Ghost Dance. Still have Ghost Dance.
Terrifying.
I go to make breakfast. And I hadn't slept, because the people behind us were partying at 5 a.m. in the pool.
Nice.
I go to throw something away, slip like a cartoon character, like my foot goes up over my head. I fall on my butt in Louie's pee.
Disgusting.
Can't shower because the bug guy's coming like any minute now. So
I'm out.
Yeah. This is worst day ever. Worst week ever. Something else happened that day too.
Gross.
Oh, and then the bug guy bled in my shower.
He bled?
He cut himself and bled all over my shower. Didn't tell me. Didn't clean it.
He didn't clean it.
And then I got my hair colored and it came out bozo. I've been washing my hair with Dawn ever since. Dawn dish soap. Because the hairstylist at work said it would take out the color.
It did look a little redder than
normal.
Yeah,
it's still there. It's still there.
I wasn't going to say anything because I'm a guy. And we notice, but we don't say anything. At least that's me.
Fair enough.
Because you never
say stuff.
Well, I notice, but then I'm never sure because I don't pay that much attention to things in the first place. So it's like, was her hair always that dark?
No.
If I say something and then she says, I didn't do anything to my hair, then I look like an idiot and I'm looking at her hair.
No.
So I see nothing.
Yeah. No. Just.
No. So we need to break your bad luck.
I know.
So it hasn't been broken yet.
No.
All right.
Not at all. I need a good luck charm.
I'm looking this up right now.
Good
How
luck
to
charm.
Break bad luck or habits.
Wait, my luck might have just changed. There are rock cookies.
They're very, very.
Oh. All right, Aaron?
Yes.
WikiHow.
WikiHow?
It's telling me how to get rid of bad luck. There are three.
Make a high note.
You gotta talk to the genie. It says number one, use salt.
Salt. For what?
Salt. Hold on. Salt is considered good luck by many cultures in the world. In order to get rid of many forms of bad luck, you can take a pinch of salt and throw it over your left shoulder. Throwing salt over your right shoulder will bring more bad luck.
Oh no.
Alternatively, you can cleanse your body of bad luck by bathing in salt water. But not in your bathtub full of blood, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, the ghost dancer in the bathtub. Blood was in the shower.
God. It says here, simply add 2 tablespoons of salt to the bath of hot water. Okay. Another method... Oh, got it.
Excuse me. That wasn't good luck.
Another method is to sprinkle sea salt in the corner of each room and underneath each windowsill. This will protect you, protect your home from bad luck.
But won't it attract bugs?
Do bugs like salt?
I don't know. Louie probably would.
I'm trying to think of a song about bad luck.
So pretty much anything I want to do to get good luck involves salt?
No, that's just the first way.
Oh.
I've got more. But I'm trying to find a good bad luck song, and I can't seem to find one.
There's a bad luck.
Anyone have a song about bad luck?
No.
Think of a song about bad luck?
No.
All right, well then we're going to have to listen to this instead.
I can think of
you give love. I got Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Did you play Black Cat?
Oh, look, top 50 songs about luck.
Oh, okay. Well, here, this computer seems to be, for some reason, running slow. I'm going to have to
Good
go
Luck,
diagnose.
Bad Luck by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe later. Number two.
Yes.
Number two. Don't throw away. If you broke a mirror, I guess. Did you
No.
break a mirror?
No.
Well, if you did break a mirror, don't throw away any pieces of the broken mirror. If you break a mirror, you should never just throw the pieces away. This will effectively seal your fate and give you 7 long years of bad luck.
No.
You can either take all the pieces of the mirror and grind them down to dust and scatter it in the wind, or take a single piece of mirror, big enough to reflect but not sharp enough to be dangerous to yourself or anything else, and wait until the next full moon. Depending on how close you are to the full moon, you'll still need to get you'll still get bad luck for a small while. But if you use the mirror to reflect the moon and gaze into it, it nullifies the bad luck. You can then bury the piece of mirror or keep it.
Oh, I would keep it.
Number three.
After going through all that trouble, why wouldn't you keep it?
Burn. It's good. It's also a good mantelpiece that you can talk about. Why do you have a piece of broken mirror here? Like,
well, let me tell you.
I have once had bad luck. Number three. Burn incense. Burning incense is an effective way of getting rid of bad luck or negative energy.
That seems like the easiest one. Why would they put that last?
Choose pungent scents like sandalwood or jasmine. And if you're burning more than one stick, make sure you use an odd number rather than an even number. If you're experiencing bad luck in your personal life, burn the incense at home. Carry the incense from one room to the next, letting the scented smoke fill all four corners of your home. If you're experiencing bad luck at work, burn the incense in your office. I'm sure people would love that.
I should do that. I am having bad luck at work.
I've got more.
That's okay.
Carry protective charms. Okay. I'm just going to read these off.
I need a rabbit's foot.
Burn sage. Do you have any crystals or stones?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Do a good deed.
Oh.
It just seems like I do that every day.
Is that all that takes?
Well, I could read what it says here. One of the best ways to change your luck is to earn yourself some positive karma by doing some good deeds. This is a way of repaying for your bad things you've done in this life and in a previous one.
Mm.
Cleanse your chakras with fresh flowers.
My chakras are perfectly clean, thank you.
Pray.
Oh.
You've got to pray just to make it today.
That's a, oh yeah, we pray.
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 Pray. Got to pray just to make it today.
There's one of each for
both. Aaron, you've already worked on this one. Declutter your home.
I was trying to. That's what started my bad luck.
Living in an untidy home can block positive energies from flowing through the house and create negative feelings and bad luck. This simple action can give you a renewed energy and empower you to change your luck from good to bad.
Who says it's simple?
Aaron, use the power of lights.
Oh, like just turn on a light?
Introducing bright light into your home is an effective way of getting rid of bad luck and defusing negative energy.
That is
energies.
True. I always keep the curtains closed. I don't like to look in my backyard. It's kind of icky.
You know, I don't like people seeing inside my house.
Well, I don't have tall neighbors next to me.
Tall neighbors? I got short neighbors. Aaron, you may want to try this one, number 12. Travel to another country.
Done. Guys, we're getting married in France.
Hells yeah. France. Traveling to another country is said to get rid of bad luck, as the bad luck gets left behind and will disperse in your absence.
Oh.
The further you can get away from home, the better.
Okay, if we're going to China.
I got here, did you walk under a ladder?
Mm-mm.
Okay, because I guess those were all things to get rid of bad luck for...
So walk backwards under a ladder?
I didn't read. I just skipped over. Maybe. Oh, hold on. There's another one here. Oh, there's recognizing signs of good luck. Okay, here's signs of good luck. Dreaming of being on a very high place, such as a building.
Mm-mm.
No dreams like okay. Sneezing three times before breakfast.
Mm-mm.
Putting money in the pocket of clothes you wear for the first time. So if you put on clothes for the first time and you put money in that pocket, then you're gonna have good luck.
I just bought a new sweater, but it doesn't have a pocket. What am I going to do?
Seeing a spider spinning its web in the morning. Mm. Good luck.
Ah, perfect.
Finding a pin pointing at you. Dreaming of clear water. Eating the point of a piece of the last pie. Piece of pie last. Oh, so eating the point of a piece of pie last. So
you
if
can
you
practice on Thanksgiving.
Ah. You like start at the back of the pie?
Yes. Finding a crust
How is that a sign of good luck? Like, you're planning to do that.
But they'll change your luck around. Finding a crust or cheese bubble in your pizza?
I always pop it.
I always find crust in my pizza. And seeing a cricket in your house.
Oh, I heard that. I thought ladybugs were good luck.
Oh, shit. Sarah, tell her.
What? What am I
telling you? Just said.
Sarah, what'd you just say?
That ladybugs were good luck in your house.
Oh, they are, but I guess in West Virginia, they dropped thousands and millions and billions of ladybugs down to get rid of the, some sort of caterpillar, I think. Well, they get rid of the caterpillars, but then in the house, at my brother's house, there were just ladybugs infestation.
I feel like we talked about everywhere. This because my college had the same thing. Every spring, really? We would get them in the dorms.
Yeah.
All in the dorms. We'd vacuum them up and they had a smell. They were these crazy like hybrid like beetle ladybugs. Uh-huh. And you could smell them. Like I was sound asleep once and I'm like, I smell ladybugs. And sure enough, they're crawling on my face. Ugh. It was disgusting.
I smell ladybugs.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but no, they have a very clear smell. If I smelled one today, I'd be like, ladybug. That's a ladybug. Totally. Good story.
I like it. Well, to wrap things up, Thanksgiving is this week.
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
What?
Yay turkey! For Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, sing the turkey song, the Thanksgiving song.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Nobody knew what that was.
What?
At work, yeah, because we gave out turkeys, and I wanted to play the turkey song, the thing Adam Sandler, and they're all like, what the?
Adam who?
Oh, just as good Adam. That's clearly his original version.
How do I get the help? Why is this in my way? I have found, but now I can't delete. It was 10 Thanksgiving misconceptions dispelled.
Okay.
Would we like to learn today a little bit about Thanksgiving?
Would we?
Why not?
Myth number one. Drum roll, Adam. Myth number one.
That's awful.
The pilgrims invited the Indians to the Harvest Festival. That's a myth. In fact, from Edward Winslow's letter of December 1621 and William Bradford's passage of Plymouth Rock Plantation, which are the only two first-hand passages that directly describe the event, the wording seems to imply the Indians simply stopped by at random throughout the event. Nowhere does it say they were invited. It's likely that the noise from the various shooting games and festivities is what brought them over to investigate what was going on, at which point they were allowed to participate in the festivities and at one point contributed 5 deer. So there. I bet you didn't know that.
I did not.
Myth number two, Adam. The pilgrims celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America. False. The pilgrims did not celebrate the first Thanksgiving in America. In fact, that particular, the particular pilgrim event that is often cited as the first Thanksgiving wasn't even a Thanksgiving festival. It was a harvest festival. This is made clear by the fact that the Indians were allowed to participate and there were games and dancing throughout the event. None of this would have been allowed in a holiday set aside to be given thanks to God. However, pilgrims had actual Thanksgiving holidays before the Harvest Festival. These days of giving thanks to God were very common, celebrated throughout the year in England. Blah, 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 blah. So there. Myth number two. So who actually celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America? Nobody knows for sure. I will not read the rest of that. Myth number three, Adam.
Drum, 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 drum.
The pilgrims celebrated Thanksgiving at the end of November.
When did they?
I'm just going to read September 29th. That's a traditional harvest festival.
Almost my birthday.
What is happening?
Are you Darth Vader over there all of a sudden?
Huh?
You just went...
I did?
Is it because we were eating cookies?
Myth number four. What? The pilgrims and Indians sat down to a Thanksgiving dinner. We already know that that's not true. Myth number five.
Drum roll.
The Indians were dressed in loincloths for this event.
True. Ew. Savages.
Anyone. Too soon, Adam.
Too soon? What? Damn it, my too soon character doesn't work at all.
Anyone who has ever been to New England in late September or in October should know that this is not true. Indians would have been far too cold to be dressed in loincloths. What's going on over there?
We're looking at Lil' Kim's camel toe.
Good.
That's Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim.
Well, it's Kim.
Anyways,
sorry guys.
Myth number six. The pilgrims wore all black and white clothing and buckled top hats. Let's see. The myth that they dressed like this stems from the popular clothing of the day in England, 17th century, which carried over 18th, 19th.
This is not entertaining at all.
Said buckles were expensive and not in fashion at the time.
Are we in school?
God, I'm gonna kick you, you nerd.
Myth number seven: the pilgrims ate popcorn at Thanksgiving. I guess that's not true.
I've never heard that.
All right. Yet another myth surrounding the pilgrims and Thanksgiving is that they were taught by the Indians to make popcorn and served it at the first Thanksgiving. In fact,
I've never heard that.
While there was little evidence of what they actually ate in the first Thanksgiving, they certainly would have eaten popcorn. This was because all they had available at the time was flint corn. This type of corn doesn't pop.
Oh my goodness.
Myth number eight: eating turkey makes people drowsy.
Yes.
Okay. Myth number nine: turkeys get the name from the settlers noticing they sometimes made a turk, turk, turk song sound.
Hmm.
True?
It's not really, unfortunately, it's not really a true or false.
Oh.
So, but they didn't make this sound. That's a tanuk, tanuk sound.
So it's a tanukni?
Yeah.
Will this be played at the wedding?
This will be played nonstop at the wedding.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. I'm walking out to this at the ceremony, right?
Yes. And all the bridesmaids and groomsmen will be doing the dance. In fact, not
and
only...
And Adam. Just as good Adam.
Just
yay.
He's walking out like this.
Hold on. Everyone will be dressed in different colors.
Of course.
And turbans.
And I'd be a part.
To represent the guy who's singing. And this will go viral on the internet.
Done.
Impromptu.
It'll pay for the wedding.
And what's funny...
We need to get a ton of hits.
What's funny, this we could just do this impromptu and everyone would know the dance moves.
Well, everybody on my side, yes. Adam's side, not so much. I haven't shared this yet. No. I don't feel comfortable enough with him to break that.
He doesn't know the song yet?
Oh, Adam does.
Oh, okay. Has he seen you drunk and rapping?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Even I've seen that.
I haven't had a party.
That's true.
I don't want to ruin my floors. I didn't care about my floors before.
That's why you have to have a backyard barbecue.
Backside barbecue?
Oh,
dear.
That's something completely different.
She just said she doesn't open her drapes.
Yeah, because the backyard scares me. You should have a party, and then I'll get drunk and rap here.
What song do you rap to?
I'm not sure. I'm not telling you.
I was just going to look it up on the YouTubes.
Cult 45. It's not appropriate. If you wanted to get rid of our explicit rating...
Well, it's still there. I'm not going to get rid of it now.
Oh, yeah. Adam did say the name of your band.
He only said D-bag.
Yeah, a bunch of D-bags.
D-bag, but he can't say it. And he also said asshole.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it.
So what's everyone going to do on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I'm going to attempt to make a turkey.
I think of marijuana.
So weird. Hey.
He walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said...
Woo! Good morning, ladies.
You like that's awful. Terrible. Hey, man,
it's so bad.
She knows all the words.
Maybe.
Hey, everybody's trying to find the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes. Is this Afro Man?
It is. Come
on. Cult 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park. That's me.
Is she stopping?
Smoke that shy. As the marijuana burn,
we can take our turn. Singing him. Alright, she's dancing, but she's not singing.
It's not even the bad part.
I was gonna go to work. But then I got high.
I have earned the reputation of a straight hood at work already, so.
Oh, good.
I mean, it was only a matter of time before they realized it.
At least you're straight hood.
Word.
True.
This is for all of our friends out there who are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving and not knowing what to do with their day. The Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
Yay.
It's on at 8 p.m. on ABC.
Thank you.
We have the DVD, so I don't have to worry about that.
No. I'll just borrow your DVD.
Apparently, there's some sort of dog show. The National Dog Show. It's at noon, so you can watch that. Sarah?
Yes.
Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron?
Yes.
Me? There's a Friends Marathon.
Yes!
Uh-oh.
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on TBS.
That's like not even a season.
Hey, it's a Christmas
a
story.
If it's just that long.
A Christmas story is going to be on.
I'm excited that we have cable this year because I'll actually be able to watch the parade.
And then I'm canceling it the next day.
That night is, I'm sorry, am I jumping the gun? But the Lady Gaga Muppets special is
on. It says here the Lady Gaga and the Muppets Holiday Spectacular is on at 9:30 on ABC.
Yeah. What?
9:30?
On Thanksgiving? I want to record it.
You should. It's a Wonderful Life will be on.
Oh, I love that movie.
I like that movie.
Oops, I just skipped something crazy. See, on the BBC America, they're going to have a Star Trek The Next Generation Marathon.
Yes!
From 8 to 5.
Nerds.
No.
A Miracle on 34th Street will be on at 2 p.m. on NBC.
I'm going to watch all this.
Here you go, Sarah.
What?
Harry Potter Marathon.
Oh, you finally on ABC Family.
ABC Family.
I was wondering where
that was. Starting at 1 p.m. through Saturday.
Mm. That's a great marathon.
It's going to be all of them.
Is it going to be all of them? I was wondering, because that would be the first time the Deathly Hallows 1 and 2 is on, I think.
It looked like from the picture it was from the last movie, so. Guys, though you may have to pull yourself away, because on the Game Show Network, it will be a Family Feud marathon.
Oh, it's on.
From 8 to 8.
It is on. Yeah. That's longer than the Friends Marathon.
I know.
Jeez.
And Star Trek.
Jeez.
Godfather Marathon on AMC.
Mm-hmm.
So from 11:30 to 8 p.m., you can watch that. Ooh. Adam, you may want to watch this. On the Sci-Fi. Do you get the Sci-Fi Network?
Yeah.
You know you don't. James Bond. James Bond Marathon.
Oh, that's good.
It starts at 8 a.m., and then it goes all weekend. Ooh, Sarah?
Yes.
On the Chiller Network, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer marathon.
Oh, fun. Fun times.
Chiller Network? Who I guess. That?
This one may not be good for kids. Bad Santa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not.
So those are some things everyone could do on Thanksgiving. All right, so Millie came to join us just in time for me to say our website, our email address is awoapodcast@gmail.com. Please send us emails. Fan letters, hate mail, whatever you want to send us. As long as there's something in my mailbox for me to read besides that I've won contests from foreign countries. I would like that. If you go to iTunes, please subscribe and let me know if the last three shows, and probably this one, are working on iTunes. Because for some reason I cannot download them on iTunes myself, so I don't know if they're working or not. So I need someone else to tell me, and thus far no one has volunteered such information. But you can also download our shows by going directly to our website at awoapodcast.wordpress.com. All 120 shows will be there. If you go to iTunes, only like the last 100 shows will be there. If you go to the website, all 120 shows will be there. You can also download us off of Stitcher. You can listen to us on your mobile application, mobile app phone, so your smartphone, as it were. What else are we on? Facebook? Go to our Facebook page. Like us. Tell a friend. Yep. We're on Twitter. I tweet at least once a week. Hey, and if you like us, tell a friend. And tell a friend that they got to give us a chance because we're not good in short spurts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're good. We're better live. So if you're downloading this and you enjoyed the show and you felt that you wanted to respond to us, listen live usually every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And you can listen live on Mixler, and you can comment back to us. Or if you have Skype, you can contact us at AWOA Podcast on our Skype channel, which is always open and ready to be talked to. With that, Adam, you have anything to plug in the upcoming week?
No, nothing right now. Big things in the works.
Where are you going to be? Where are you spending Thanksgiving this year?
I will be at my cousin Mike's house.
Excellent. Aaron, anything you need to plug for the upcoming week?
Nope, but I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, that's right. Aaron will not be joining us for the rest of the month of December.
No.
She will be...
I will be working in Boca, and then I will be in Louisville.
Boca Raton.
Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Sarah,
and Christmas is only like 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I expect my full wedding to be planned between the three of you. By the time I come back in January.
You surprisingly will not be disappointed.
Oh, I know.
Sarah, anything to plug in the upcoming week?
Of course. Go to sarahprettyfun.etsy.com.
Yeah, what happened to Blogspot?
Oh, sarahprettyfun.blogspot.com.
Get your Dr. Ho bags.
Yes. Dr. Ho.
Your science fiction physician bag. Millie, do you have anything to plug for the upcoming week?
No.
She did look at the bag and say, my mommy made that.
Aw.
It was super cute.
Hi, Millie.
Adam.
Aw. That's the cutest thing ever.
Aaron, where are you going to be celebrating Thanksgiving?
Probably like Cracker Barrel.
Excellent. Sarah, where are you going to be celebrating Thanksgiving?
Here.
David, are you off of work?
I will not be. I'll be working the greatest shift in the world, 12 to 8:30.
Oh, wow.
So I will be missing any type of Thanksgiving luncheries. And be coming home too late for any Thanksgiving dinneries.
You'll be home in time for the Muppets show thingy.
And Lady Gaga.
And to have a cold turkey sandwich.
Mm.
A cold turkey sandwich. What time does the Lady Gaga thing start?
I thought you said 9:30.
You said 9:30.
I wasn't paying much attention to what I said.
Yeah, 9:30.
That's so late. But oh my God, I got to be at work at 5 o'clock the next morning.
But that's an hour earlier.
Oh my God, that's right. It's Black Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just glad your company had the balls to not open up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, there are a couple stores. It's just that my mall is not. My mall's crazy with their hours, but I do believe there is at least one store in my district that is opening up at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
That sucks booty.
I know, it really does.
I hate that.
It's really bad.
There was somebody I know that, just to go on a tangent, that works in retail, but she works in the corporate office. And so she was all like, oh, you know, I've heard people that are so excited about this. And I'm like,
liar.
Yeah, who?
I'm like, the only people that are saying that are the people that are trying to make a bad situation good.
Yeah.
But I like, on my soapbox, I'm like, if the stores wouldn't open, no one would go shopping there.
Right.
Yeah.
So if all of them just banded together and said, hey, we're not going to open, it would be okay.
Yeah. I blame Walmart.
I do too. Because it started last year. Because this is a trend that has only started within the past couple years, right?
Yeah,
it's getting earlier and earlier.
No, because I worked, when I was at Eddie Bauer, we opened at midnight, and that was... probably four or five years now.
That's true.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know how many people were shopping at my store at 2-3 o'clock in the morning?
I blame Eddie Bauer.
Lots?
None.
Zero.
We had people like right at midnight, and then after that, maybe the first half hour, and then after that, it was nothing. It was a waste of time, is what it was.
It usually is. I once opened my shop at 5 o'clock in the morning and had no customers for 2 hours, and that's when we realized that we were open and the anchor stores were open, but they did not open the doors to the mall.
Oh my God.
So the only sales we had were to people who worked in the mall, and anyone who snuck through the mall, the anchor stores doors to get to the other side of the mall.
Wow.
I mean, we literally were standing there. It was such a waste of time. It was so dark in the mall too. We just open eating crackers. So I will be celebrating at work. We're having a potluck, so that's what I'll be doing.
Well, that's good.
So good times, Black Friday.
Aaron brought me like a 20-pound turkey that I'm going to attempt to bake.
Do you bake a turkey?
I roast it? I don't know.
Cook?
Cook it?
She throw it in the microwave.
Well, you put it in the oven, so...
You...
She's gonna put a 20-pound turkey in the microwave.
I'm gonna shove it in my crock pot.
God. The slow cooker.
Sounded real kinky.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it.
Just shove it in my crock pot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Use that use that in your sermon.
Shove it in the crock pot.
Use that in the sermon.
The sermon?
Well, he's got to make a sermon at your wedding. He's got an audience. He's got to use it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Got to preach.
Got to preach.
Can't wait to tell Better Adam about this.
You better not.
Yeah, maybe it's best to keep this a surprise.
They all plan the whole wedding. You just sit back and relax. Meanwhile, you guys...
Well, even picks out his tuxedos.
Oh, jeez.
I like it. I think we should actually get him a very nice,
I expect a
tuxedo.
Full, like, story idea board in January. Oh.
It'll be
that's
like
a good idea.
It'll be like a Walt Disney animated picture from the 1950s or 40s, where it's gonna be just room after room of square index cards of drawings of what's gonna happen.
Right.
Like, come on, perfect. Check out this room over here.
Every minute mapped out.
This is when the hippos come out and start dancing.
This is when you get so drunk you fall asleep.
When do I start rapping?
That's after you wake up.
I think as soon as it starts. That's how you're going to do your vows.
Perfect. Best wedding ever.
Exactly. All right, guys. On behalf of my favorite people in the world who are sitting in this room right now, have a great Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and we will see you next week. See you.
See you.
Wow. He just went into Run to the Hills. I wasn't expecting that. Nope. That didn't work. I'm going... Forget it. I'm changing songs. I really wish that other song had worked. Oh, no. There's a commercial. Got to edit all this out. Definitely giving out. Look at Rob didn't even stick around for this. Courtney's the only person here, and I don't even think she's still here. Even on Black Friday, she's writing a paper. I think it was a good show. This is like the after show. This is the after show. We should, from now on, just talk about how good we were. Yes, we are. All right, see you.